Martial law. The city was put under martial law, and military personnel were called in to assist. Soon every able-bodied man was engaged in the work of fighting the flames and removing the injured and dead from the rubble. Early curious visitors from down the peninsula were pressed into service. Looting continued, especially in liquor and food stores. Police officers and soldiers were ordered to shoot on sight anyone involved in looting or in stripping jewelry from the dead. There was no hesitancy in carrying out the orders. Throughout Wednesday, terror and confusion reigned. Telephones were dead, telegraph wires were down, rail lines were inoperative. Thousands sought refuge in the less stricken cities and towns across the bay to the east. Crowded ferries did a heroic work in moving people. From these towns, news of the magnitude of the catastrophe began to reach the outside world. Throughout the night, the sky was bright with firelight, and those in the parks without bedding were comfortably warm from the heat of the inferno. Food was scarce and, when available, in most cases very expensive. As the changing wind spread the fire in all directions, food stores commandeered by police and military were thrown open and were soon cleaned out. This eased somewhat the food emergency.